So we're going to read now a quote which illustrates or gives us a sense of Samuel Butler's thinking on this question of psychic safety and how we go about developing soul sufficiency. Quote, I have said more than once, and this person is the narrator who is the godfather of Ernest, who is the central character of the novel. And it's an autobiographical novel. Ernest is Samuel Butler himself, and but he is allowing his godfather to tell his story for him in The Way of All Flesh. Never was there a little mortal more ready to accept without cavil whatever he was told by those who were in authority over him. He thought, at least, that he believed it, for as yet he knew nothing of that other Ernest that dwelt within him and was so much stronger and more real than the Ernest of which he was conscious. The dumb Ernest, persuaded with inarticulate feelings too swift and sure to be translated into such debatable things as words, but practically insisted as follows. Growing up is not the easy, plain sailing business that it's commonly supposed to be. It is hard work, harder than any but a growing boy can understand. It requires attention, and you're not strong enough to attend to your bodily growth and to your lessons, too. Besides, Greek and Latin are great humbug. The more people know of them, the more odious they generally are. The nice people whom you delight in either never knew any at all or forgot what they'd learned as soon as they could. They never turned to the classics after they were no longer forced to read them. Therefore, they are nonsense. All very well in their own time and country, but out of place here. Never learn anything until you find you have been made uncomfortable for a good long while by not knowing it. And my comment, can you tell that this is a man who listened to his body? And as a result, a rich bounty came to him, not from the system, but from the source into which he tapped. Definitely not from the system. He didn't even try to get this book published. He left it to his friend, George Bernard Shaw, to get it done. And he did. Continuing. Never learn anything until you find you've been made uncomfortable for a good long while by not knowing it. When you find that you have occasion for this or that knowledge, or foresee that you will have occasion for it shortly. The sooner you learn it, the better. But till then, spend your time in growing bone and muscle. These will be much more useful to you than Latin and Greek. Nor will you ever be able to make them if you don't do it now, whereas Latin and Greek can be acquired at any time by those who want them. You are surrounded on every side by lies which would deceive even the elect, if the elect were not so uncommonly wide awake. The self of which you are conscious, your reasoning and reflecting self, will believe these lies and bid you act in accordance with them. This conscious self of yours, Ernest, is a prig, begotten of prigs, and trained in priggishness. I will not allow it to shape your actions, though it will doubtless shape your words for many a year to come. Your papa is not here to beat you now. This is a change in the conditions of your existence and should be followed by changed actions. Obey me, your true self, and things will go tolerably well with you. But only listen to that outward, invisible old husk of yours, which is called your father, and I will rend you in pieces, even unto the third and fourth generation, as one who has hated God. For I, Ernest, am the God who made you. And this is from a section in The Way of All Flesh that's after he goes to school. So we'll be reading some sections from when he's three shortly.